Yes?
Sorry to bother you, sir.
Shut that door, man. I've only just got the place warm. Pity the chaps on the beat on a day like this, eh?
Yes, sir.
There's a lot to be said for administration department in the winter. Right now, you want to see me? What's that ominous-looking piece of paper in your hand? Not more work for me, I hope.
Oh, no, sir. We're collecting for Inspector Chew's retirement present, and we thought you'd like to contribute.
Who got this up?
I did, sir.
And I wish you'd ask me first, Sergeant Rushton.
Sir?
You put me in a damned embarrassing position. The senior officers and myself have had our own whip round.
Just the senior officer, sir?
Yes.
That's not usual, sir.
I know it's not usual, Sergeant. The situation itself is not usual. We didn't think anyone else would bother, particularly the other ranks. Inspector Chew's not exactly popular, is he?
Neither, sir, was Superintendent Bailey nor Inspector Harrington, but all ranks were expected to chip in for them.
Come now, Rushton, they were hardly in the same category as Inspector Chew, were they?
Did I hear my name mentioned?
Ah, Chew. Come in, come in. Talk of the devil, eh, Sergeant? We were just saying, next week then, is it?
Happily counting the days. Here, the end of next week. Much to everyone's delight, no doubt.
We'll discuss the other matter later, then, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant?
Sir?
How's my collection doing? Well, don't blush, man. I've got eyes. Finding it hard going, are you?
No, it's coming along quite well, sir.
Right, chap. He'll go far.
Yeah. Once he gets rid of the idea that you can succeed in the force through hard work and dedication to duty, you probably intended to ask me to sit down.
I know it's a bit late in the day to offer you advice, Chew, but if only you had tried to be just a little more pleasant to people who matter, you might have been retiring with a much higher rank.
I'll leave the creeping to others, thank you. What do you want to see me about?
The old man has asked me to have a few words with you. Strictly off the record, of course.
You mean he hasn't got the guts to bawl me out himself?
The chief training officer has made another complaint about you.
Not surprised. Seems to prefer complaining to training these days.
Some of your more outspoken and cynical comments are felt to be utterly out of place when made to CID trainees.
You'll be shot of me in a week. Can't ruin too many budding detectives in that short time.
You've a lecture today.
Which I shall be late for if you keep me much longer.
Very well. As you say, there's not much point now. What's your subject?
The Waverton kidnapping.
Oh? Is that wise?
You can learn more from a failure than you can from a success.
Yes, but had it been me...
Yeah?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Pity you won't be meeting your successor, this new chap from Southwest Division. Understand he's a first-class bridge player. The old man's tickled pink.
Wonderful. I was afraid for a moment he'd be a good policeman and be completely out of place.
Some people would take that remark seriously, Chew.
No one takes me seriously.
I won't keep you. I've got to make arrangements for the interdepartmental bridge tournament tonight.
The public don't realize just how much is involved in fighting crime, do they? Well, mustn't keep the class waiting. Little rascals get up to all kinds of mischief when teacher's late. All right, gentlemen, thank you. Simmer down. Playtime's over. My name is Chew, Inspector Chew. You may call me Sir. So you want to be detectives, and you'd all better listen to me, particularly that one at the back, the fat one. I'm over here, son, not out the window. I've forgotten more about detection than you'll ever know, so listen to the pearls of wisdom I'm about to place before you. What do you want?
May I ask a question, sir?
Collins, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Very well, Collins, if you must.
Are you the same Inspector Chew who caught the Hammersmith bullion gang in the 50s, sir?
What if I am?
It was mentioned in a previous lecture, sir, as a classic example of the intelligent use of standard police techniques.
Do you play bridge, Collins?
No, sir.
Take it up. You'll go far in this division. Yes, that was one of mine.
A long time ago, wasn't it, sir?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Tell us about it, Inspector.
You've already had a lecture on that, haven't you? Any fool can talk about his successes. It takes a special kind of fool to talk about his failures, and I'm going to tell you about an all-time flop. Any of you remember the Waverton kidnapping case?
It was never solved, was it, sir?
Top marks, Burton.
Wasn't it bodged up or something, sir?
You better be a good bridge player, Collins. Yes, it was bodged up. It was one of my cases. The last one, in fact. They wouldn't let me handle any more after that, so don't let anyone tell you our superiors lack common sense. It only appears that way. Now, none of you young gentlemen afraid of the dark, I hope, because we're having the lights out. Just let me switch the projector on. All right, Collins.
Where's the girl with the ices?
I'm the only comedian here, thank you, Smith. Now look at the screen. That is an aerial view of the village of Waverton Magna in Norfolk, taken some 12 years ago. The white you can see everywhere is snow, and the cluster of black specks is one of the search parties organized to look for a missing baby. One of the more handsome black dots is me. Now, apart from bodged-up cases, what else is Waverton Magna famous for?
There's a brewery there, sir.
Thank you, Smith. You look the sort of chap who'd have known that one. Yes, the Cresswell Brewery, owned by one of the richest families in Europe. In addition to the brewery, they have extensive cattle ranching interests in South America, sheep farms in Australia, a development company in Mayfair, and a shipping line, oh, somewhere or other.
Which adds up to them not being short of a few bob, sir.
Quite. The brewery is a little way outside the village, surrounded by an estate for the workers. Now, the villagers are a different breed entirely. It seems to be the tradition for them to work as house servants and estate workers for the Cresswell family. Ah, that big house there, that's the Cresswell home.
That's a few years old, sir.
16th century, I think. But the Cresswells didn't move into it until the 1920s, during the Great Depression. The previous squire had been wiped out in the financial crash. It'd have been damn tough for the villagers if Cresswell hadn't found them all work. Most of the villagers today weren't even born then, but they still regard Cresswell as some kind of saint.
That's not the present Cresswell, is it, sir?
Good Lord, no. Old Cresswell died some 20 years ago. His son inherited the old man's reputation and his money. He doesn't deserve either. Typical stuck-up rich man's son, a type I loathe. Is your father rich, Collins?
No, sir.
Ah. Well, let's get on. The victim, a male child, aged 11 months. There he is with his sister, Sarah. She was about 7 or 8 at the time.
A lovely-looking kid, sir.
Yeah. Now on to the next.
Oh, what a cracker.
Now, that's the mother, Pamela Fulton. And I agree with your coarse comments, gentlemen. She was strikingly beautiful.
That come-hither smile.
I never saw her smile. Saw her cry. So I told her not to worry, that I'd get her baby back. Lesson number one. Just because a woman's tragically appealing, don't make damn fool promises you won't be able to keep. In fact, rule number one should read, never promise anything. Now, don't get all maudlin, gentlemen. This was 12 years ago. She'd be nearly 40 now, and I probably remember more about her son than she does. Ah, this is the note left by the kidnappers. Would you read it, Collins, both for me and for the benefit of your less educated colleagues?
If you do what I tell you to do, the baby will be all right.
Beautifully read. Any comments?
No mention of any ransom money, sir.
Good, good. Anyone want to add anything to that?
It's a typical first note, sir. The actual demand for money usually follows.
Top of the class, Collins. Now, what about the note itself? The handwriting, the spelling?
Well, the handwriting's bad enough to be disguised, and the spelling bad enough to be deliberate.
That was the conclusion I reached.
Where was the note found, sir?
On the cot. Now, wait a minute, it's in the next slide. There. That's the nursery, exactly as we found it. You can see the note on the cot. Notice how the bedclothes are carefully pulled back.
That would suggest a woman, sir.
Or a man. Well, that's narrowed down our field of suspects, hasn't it? There's no sign of forced entry. Wasn't necessary. They never lock their doors in those parts. People just walk in and out of each other's homes. Charming custom for the law-abiding. But if the Boston Strangler had emigrated to Waverton, he'd have had a field day.
There was something peculiar about the weather, wasn't there, sir? The snow?
The snow, yeah. They'd had the granddaddy of all snowstorms that day. Until they'd got the snowplows through, the village was completely cut off. All roads were impassable. They had to fly me in by helicopter. The beauty of this arrangement, gentlemen, as those of you still awake will have realized, is that the kidnappers and the baby couldn't get very far. They had to be in or near the village. They couldn't get out.
That made it easy for you, sir?
Made it damned embarrassing when I failed to find anything.
Who did the searching?
We had the lot. uniformed and plainclothes police, civilian helpers. Give Cresswell his due. He released men from the brewery on full pay to help us. We searched right through the night with torches, then through most of the following day. We found nothing.
But you said the baby and the kidnappers must have been in the village.
That's right.
I suppose it was a thorough search, sir.
If you've got nothing sensible to say, Smith, keep your mouth shut. We were out in that crippling weather for 5 days and nights, all told. Some of us were lucky to get 8 hours sleep in all that time. We searched. And for Smith's benefit, I will say thoroughly searched. Every house, hut, cottage, shed, barn, outhouse, pigsty, chicken roost. In fact, every single building within a radius of 2 miles. We crawled over every inch of ground. We examined every pit, copse, or wood where a child's body could conceivably be hidden. Not only did we drag every pond, we minutely examined the contents of every cesspool. Detective work's not without its glamorous side, you'll notice. When we'd finished, we turned and went over the same ground again and again. So in answer to your question, Smith, yes, it was a thorough search.
Sorry, sir.
Now, don't spoil it by being sorry, son. Never accept what you've been told. Always check and double-check. Part of a policeman's lot to be hated, so don't you worry about causing offence.
So he could still be alive today, couldn't he, sir?
Insofar as we never found a body, yes. Now, there's a couple more slides.
Ah, the boy's father.
Oh, dear. I'm going to have to upset you, Smith. That's the millionaire brewer, the lord of the manor, Moneybags Cresswell. Now, wait a minute. That's the husband.
I didn't say he was the husband, sir. I said he was the father. Not necessarily the same thing.
You shock me, Smith. Why do you say he's the father?
Can we have the baby's photograph again?
For you, Smith, anything.
Now, push the one of Cresswell alongside.
I'll try. There.
Well, you can see the resemblance. The ears, the line of the nose.
Yeah, he's right, sir.
Dirty old devil.
You had noticed the resemblance, of course, sir.
No, Smith, I hadn't.
I should have thought it was obvious.
Can a broken-down old failure give you a piece of advice, son? If, in your smug way, you spot something your superior has missed, don't rub his nose in it. Antagonize the public, if you like, but not the bloke who has a say in your promotion prospects. I was a fool not to have seen it. Explains all the help he gave us. His anxiety. It explains a lot. Ah, put the lights on, somebody. For your infernal cheek, Smith, you can give me a cigarette.
I don't smoke, sir.
Then I don't like you, Smith.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you, Collins. Right, gentlemen. We have 5 minutes. Just time for you to solve the Fulton baby kidnapping for me. Now, come on. Smith, you're our great white hope. You've got 2 minutes to wrap it up.
Why don't you tell us what you did, sir?
I did everything in the book. House-to-house searching, statements from every man, woman and child. It's in your standing instructions. Read it. I did it all. This time, just didn't work.
Can I be frank, sir?
No, Smith. Enough people were frank with me at the time. I was told that either I wasn't thorough enough or I had missed something obvious.
And they were wrong, of course, sir.
I'll tell you the best way you can get on in the force, Smith. Keep your mouth shut. Oh, go on. Go and have your coffee break. Session's over.
Thank you, sir. Indeed, sir. Oh, this canteen.
Oh, Inspector.
Sent your chums out to play, Sergeant.
Yeah, letter for you, sir.
Ta. Well, from a security firm I went to see last week. Blast.
You get the job, sir?
Don't be such a damn fool, Sergeant.
Just a polite inquiry, sir?
That only works with polite people, Sergeant. No, I did not get the job. I imagine my interview with their chairman proved my downfall.
I see, sir. Waverton Magna.
Hmm?
You've got it written on the board, sir.
That's right.
I've seen that name somewhere else.
Oh, yeah?
Got it. It was in the latest digest of reports. There's a copy on your desk.
I don't bother to read them anymore.
Yeah, apparently they were excavating for the new Norwich bypass when they found a skeleton just outside the village.
What's that?
The skeleton of a young child, sir.
The Chief Superintendent will see you now, Inspector.
Thank you.
Go straight in.
Chu, you wanted to see me.
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah, you made a right mess of your interview for that security job, didn't you? I've got a charming letter here from their chairman thanking me for recommending you. You haven't got the job, you know that.
Yes, sir. They kindly wrote to tell me.
If you didn't want it, you could at least have declined it politely.
I'm sorry, sir. He got under my skin.
Oh, and I strongly recommended you. Oh, sit down, man, sit down. You're a fool, too. A stupid fool. At one time, I foresaw a brilliant career for you, and what happened? You just let some silly domestic upset ruin everything.
Silly domestic? My son died, and my wife walked out on me.
And you've had 12 years to get over it.
My private life is none of your concern, sir.
You know damn well it is. Anyway, that's all in the past. What are you going to do when you retire?
You care?
What did you want to see me about, Inspector?
They found the skeleton of a child just outside Waverton Magnet. It was in yesterday's digestive reports.
Yes, I've got it here. So?
Waverton Magnet was the scene of my kidnapping case.
Yes, too, I know.
The body was never found. This could be it.
Hmm. And they've taken it to the central lab for tests.
Yes, I found them. The tests won't be completed until sometime tomorrow.
It infers here that the skeleton had been buried for some time.
The kidnapping was 12 years ago. I'd like to go down to Waverton, sir. If this is the missing kid, it would be the only positive lead I've had.
I'm sorry, Chu. It's out of the question.
Why?
Do I have to spell it out to you?
Yes, sir. Spell it out.
12 years ago, you were a good policeman. For the past 12 years, you've been a damn bad one.
It was my case, sir, and I'm entitled to see it through. I can demand that you let me go.
Demand? You're in no position to demand anything. Now, how can I let you go? It's outside our territory. We haven't been called in.
A phone call to the chief constable down there at Squarey. Could be semi-unofficial, but I'd report to him if I found anything.
12 years ago, I wouldn't have hesitated. Oh, all right. Get down there today. I'll get the lab to phone the results direct to you in Waverton.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Don't strain yourself. It's just that I think you'll do less harm down there than you would here. I get enough complaints from the training officer as it is. Where will we get hold of you?
I'll stay at the Cresswell Arms, Waverton Magna. Oh, one other thing, sir.
Yes?
I'd like to take Sergeant Rushton with me. The experience will do him good.
Very well, if you want to.
Chop!
Oh, sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Good Lord.
A ghost from the past to haunt you, Sam.
Inspector Chu. Why, this is a surprise.
Oh, I sent you a telegram. Booking 2 single rooms.
When was this?
About lunchtime.
Oh, today. Well, I expect we'll get it tomorrow. The boy left to cycle in from Linsett St. Paul's, you see, and it's pouring with rain.
If he waits till tomorrow, he can come by bus. He'll have the choice of 2.
Just for the weekend, is it?
We might be staying longer. This is my assistant, Sergeant Rushton. Sergeant, Sam Fletcher, our landlord.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Sam.
How do you do?
You've put a bit of weight on, Sam.
You haven't changed much, sir.
I feel about 100 years old.
Still a policeman, then?
They didn't sack me, if that's what you mean.
Oh, you did your best, sir, and it were a long time ago. Down here for holiday?
No.
Oh. Business, then?
You should have been in the force, Sam. You're so quick. Look, do you think we could go up to our rooms? We're soaked to the skin, and my sergeant has a weak chest. It is your chest that's weak, isn't it, Sergeant?
I'm sorry, sir, keeping you talking. Numbers 3 and 4, 2 nice rooms in the front. First lift at the top of the stairs. Here's your keys.
We got visitors, Sam.
That's right. One of them is a friend of yours.
Oh?
Inspector Chu.
No.
The other one's his sergeant.
What do they want?
Business, he said. Well, now, don't go looking all worried. It could be 100 different things.
He's going to rake it all up again.
No, he's not. That's all over and done with now. Perhaps Mr. Creswell invited him down for the wedding.
Oh, don't talk silly. You should have told him we were full up.
Well, now he was talking silly. That's the quickest way to make him think we've got something to hide.
Who's got something to hide?
I never heard you come down, Inspector.
It's this soft carpet of yours, Sam. It's exactly the same as I remember it from 12 years ago. Shabby and dirty.
Would you like some tea, Inspector?
Hello, Peg. I didn't think you'd recognize me.
I didn't until Sam told me. You've aged.
You haven't changed a bit.
I'm like our carpet, still shabby and dirty. Do you want some tea?
No, I don't think so. I'll have a drink in a minute. My sergeant's taking a bath. All right?
I'll get him some clean towels.
You're a lucky man, Sam.
I think so.
Is the bar open?
It's always open to visitors.
Buy a drink.
Very nice of you, sir. What'll it be?
Is it the same lousy beer you had last time?
Festival brand, sir. We're a tight house. Pint?
Yeah. And you have what you want.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, stick it on my bill. That's better. Do they still talk about it in the village?
Talk about what?
Oh, don't slow the conversation down, Sam. You know what I mean. The kidnapping.
Oh, you've all tried to forget it.
Where do you think the body was in? The ground was rock hard. It couldn't have been buried, and the snow kept him in.
Just staying for a couple of days, then, are you?
It was a local job, no doubt about it. Whoever did it's probably still in the village. One of your customers, Sam.
That's over and forgotten.
You and Peg never had any children, then?
How's your wife?
Good one, that, Sam. A hit. As far as I know, she's quite well.
Oh. You open, landlord?
Hello, Bill. Of course I am. Why?
Oh, you haven't switched your front light on.
Hey? Oh, nor I have.
Oh, when's this damn rain gonna stop? Could spoil everything for tomorrow.
As long as it doesn't spoil the poaching.
You speak, mister.
You remember me, surely, Bill. Once seen, never forgotten.
It's the copper. Chew. Inspector Chew.
None other.
What are you doing down here?
Complaint of poaching. Big pheasant gang. And I've been sent down to solve it.
Oh, you'd have to be a bit smarter than you was last time to catch me.
Probably right there, Bill. You were just talking about the kidnapping.
It's our business. Ancient history now.
Remember all the horrible things you threatened to do if you found the bloke who did it? Used to make my blood run cold.
Oh, I knew no better then, did I?
No better now, then.
Well, as I said, a long time ago.
That was right, Inspector. We've all tried to forget about it.
I wish I could.
Will you be staying long?
Well, now, that all depends on whether this new evidence leads anywhere or not.
New evidence?
Oh, probably doesn't mean anything, but we have to follow these things through, you know.
You're wasting your time.
Oh, tell me more, Bill.
I ain't got nothing to tell you.
Beg your pardon, my mistake. You spoke as if you knew something.
Well, I know I'm not telling you, and neither will no one else.
All wind, is it, Bill, as usual?
You're so clever, aren't you? Pity you wasn't a bit more clever 12 years ago. Made a proper fool of you then, didn't we?
No.
Now let him talk, Sam. So you reckon you made a fool of me, Abel? And how could someone as thick as you possibly do that?
Thick, am I, mister? Let me tell you
take
something.
Take your hands off him.
Who are you?
I'm a police officer.
Oh, mate of his, are you? No wonder you were so brave, Inspector.
You ready then, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
We'll have our little chat some other time, Bill. We're going out, Sam.
Right.
Well, unless we make an arrest, I'll see you all anon. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, sir. Well, you should be damn pleased with yourself, Bill.
It gets me on the raw. He always did.
I was deliberately leading you on, trying to get you to say more than you should. Not that you needed much pushing.
I never told him nothing, did I?
Didn't have to. What you looking out of the window for?
Just looking where they're going. Oh, it stopped raining. It could be on their way to Mrs. Fulton's house.
Well, of course they are. Stands to reason they'd want to go there, don't it? Use your common.
Pamela Fulton's a bag of nerves, what with a wedding and everything. She's never really got over her boy being took.
She'll be all right.
Does Mr. Creswell know they're here?
Yeah, I phoned him. He said we should do nothing and say nothing. Just carry on as usual. Not quite the way you've been acting.
You better tell him about this new evidence they're supposed to have.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
You're quiet, sir?
I'm fuming.
Oh?
You just can't keep your mouth shut, can you?
Sir?
Everything I do is for a reason. If I pick a quarrel, then there's a reason. He was just going to open his big mouth when you had to come to my rescue.
He was going to attack you.
I can look after myself.
I'm sorry, sir, but I really thought he was going to hit you.
Been worth a punch on the nose to learn what he had to say.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
All right, Sergeant. It's not the end of the world. Ah, you can see the Fulton House now at the end of the lane.
Nice looking place. They've got money, I suppose.
Husband had a fair old number at the brewery. Manager or something. Hello. There's a car outside. They've got visitors.
Pamela! Pamela, where are you?
In the sitting room.
I just popped around to...
Oh, how does she look, Anne?
Sarah, you look beautiful. Oh, the dress is lovely.
Do you think so?
She does remind me of you, Pamela. That's exactly how you looked on your wedding day.
All dressed up like a Vestal Virgin, I remember. Turn round, Sarah, dear. Let Anne see the train.
Do you really like it?
Really? It's quite perfect.
Now, who can that be? It's nearly 10 o'clock.
Shall I go?
No, Tom will see to it.
Oh, I hadn't noticed your shoes, Sarah. Aren't they sweet?
We bought them when we were in London last week.
Sorry to burst in on you like this. Good evening, Mrs. Fulton. Remember me?
No, I'm all right, thank you.
Are you sure, Pamela? Let me get you some brandy.
I'm all right, really. Silly of me. The excitement just caught up, I suppose. I'm so sorry, Inspector.
I should be apologising to you, Mrs. Fulton, bursting in unannounced like that.
You were the last person I expected to see, but let me introduce you. This is my friend, Anne Marlowe. Anne, this is Inspector Chu. It is still Inspector.
Oh, yeah. They only promote you if you're successful. Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Marlowe.
How'd you do?
And you met my daughter Sarah before, of course.
That's not Sarah. Sarah's nearly 8 years old, with a fringe, freckles and sticky fingers.
I don't remember you.
No, you wouldn't. It was too long ago, not worth remembering. But look at you now. A wedding dress.
She's getting married tomorrow to Mr. Creswell's nephew.
Oh, it's your wedding they're all talking about. Congratulations. But I've come at quite the wrong time, haven't I? You must be very busy. Perhaps another day. Nice to have met you all. Good night.
Good night.
I'll show you out. All right, Inspector. Why are you here?
Possible fresh evidence.
I've made myself forget all about it. It wasn't easy, but I did. I don't want the case opened up again.
The first time I saw you, Mrs. Fulton, you were standing out here. Your eyes were red from crying. You looked at me so hopefully when I came in. You thought I was bringing him back, didn't you?
It was a nightmare. I kept telling myself he'd be back, someone would bring him back. Then the doorbell rang, and it was only you.
And I've remained a source of disappointment ever since. You'd still like us to catch the person responsible, though, wouldn't you?
Not now. I can't even remember what he looked like now.
Eyes blue, hair light brown, weight 22 pounds, small brown mole left upper arm, slight scratch on nose.
It means nothing to me. It could be someone else's child. Let it rest, Inspector, please.
You're not frightened of anything, are you, Mrs. Fulton?
No, why should I be?
You tell me. I really must compliment you on your new furnishings. Very luxurious. And wasn't that a colour television set I saw in the lounge?
Yes.
Your husband must be doing well. Sorry I missed him.
He's changed his job. He works for Mr. Creswell's South American company now.
Oh, that's nice. Promotion, eh?
It's getting very late and I've a lot to do.
Of course you have. I expect you miss him, your husband.
Good night, Inspector.
What's that?
Good morning.
Oh, morning, Peg.
Why did you have to come back?
Everyone asked me that. I thought you at least would be pleased to see me.
Oh, why me?
Thought you were a friend. Seem to remember one occasion when you were more than friendly. In this very room.
I've got more sense now.
Oh, well. I'll console myself with a cup of tea, then. Tell me, why do I get the impression that people are afraid I'm going to find something out?
I don't know what you're talking about. Will you be in for dinner?
I don't expect people to jump for joy at the sight of me, but I'm getting open-faced hostility.
We're a small village. All we want is to live our own lives in peace. If you rake up the past, someone's going to get hurt.
If you know something, Peg, I wish you'd tell me.
I'll go and get your breakfast.
What time's the wedding?
You're not going.
Why not? Who'll be giving the bride away?
Mr. Cresswell, of course.
She's married into money, all right, isn't she? Still, good luck to her. Let's hope the money compensates for having somebody like Cresswell as her uncle.
Oh, Inspector, there's a phone call for you.
Yeah.
Dr. James.
Thank you, Sam. Just what I'm waiting for. Any bets?
What on?
Result of the tests? It's my body. The Fulton baby. I know it. After 12 years. You go and have your breakfast, Sergeant. I'll take this.
Right, sir.
Dr. James, Inspector Chu here.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was asked to phone you through the results of our tests on specimen 83369, the skeleton of a child.
Yes.
Yes, so there wasn't much doubt about it. A male child.
I knew it.
Aged about 6 or 7.
How old? You must have made a mistake about the age. It wasn't more than 11 months.
Well, of course, it's difficult to be precise because it had been buried about 300 years, but our estimate's about right. I should imagine they've uncovered a great plague burial pit. They should come across Bagsmore bone soon, if I'm right. Are you still there, Inspector?
Yeah. Yes, I'm still here.
I'm sorry if it doesn't help you much.
You can't win them all. Goodbye.
Oh, good. I was just going to put your breakfast under the grill. I'll pour your coffee, shall I?
We can manage, thank you.
It's no bother.
We can manage.
What did the lab say? Is it ours?
Well, I'll leave you to it then.
Haven't you got any sense, Rustle?
Sorry, sir, I wasn't thinking.
Well, next time, try it. Now ask me.
I don't need to, sir. I can guess.
Great plague victim. Been buried about 300 years. Wasn't even the right age.
That's that then, sir.
Yeah. Get the cases packed. We'll get the next train to town. Oh, I don't think I want this. I'm going to take a walk round the village. See if I've got any friends left.
Can I help you?
Mr. Chesterton in.
Mr. Chesterton?
The editor.
You're a bit late, old sport. He's been dead for about 6 years.
Oh.
Still, shed no tears. His editorial chair has been ably filled. I'm Bob Hampton. Editor, chief reporter, advertising manager, office boy, and typist. Just call me Pooh Bah. Now, you'll be Inspector Chu, staying at the Cresswell Arms.
Which room?
Number 4 at the front.
How do you expect to sell your paper if news spreads as quickly as that?
Well, people don't buy our paper for news, old sport. They buy so they can see their jolly old names in print. Oh, just push those layouts off the chair and sit down. I just want to make a cup of coffee. Do you want one?
Those are the first kind words spoken to me since I arrived. I'm ready to burst into tears. Yes, I'd like a coffee.
Switch the kettle on, would you? By your foot. You were here 12 years ago on the Fulton kidnapping, weren't you?
That's right.
Why have you come back?
We haven't closed our files on this case, you know. It's still open.
Good for you.
What do you think about it?
Rather fizzled out, didn't it? Had all the makings of a classic drama. Beautiful mother, lost baby, snow-swept landscape, and it just petered out. Back-page stuff. If you could have found the body, it would have worked wonders for the jolly old story.
Wouldn't have done me any harm, either. The kettle's boiling, so I switch it off.
Oh, please. Do policemen take sugar?
Couple of spoonfuls. We looked everywhere for the body. We couldn't find it.
Perhaps Mr. Cresswell didn't want you to find it. There we are.
Ta. Why wouldn't he want me to find it?
Oh, it's just my talk, old boy. I don't know anything. Why have you graced our fair village with a return visit?
Just nosing around. Do you want an interview?
No, thank you, old sport. Very generous and all that, but I'll want all my space for the wedding.
Be sure you spell my name right. It's Chu, as in eat, not as in Dr. Fu Man.
You're never going to the wedding.
Why not?
Well, I thought you were going back to town.
How did you know?
News spread.
Well, here's some news that hasn't spread yet. I'm staying.
Oh. Oh, jolly good.
I understand Mrs. Fulton's husband won't be there.
Bit behind the times, old sport. They were divorced years ago.
When?
Not long after the kidnapping, I think.
Now, don't give me that. It would have been headlines in every London daily.
Not if Mr. Cresswell didn't want it to
be. You can't stop papers from getting news.
We're not talking about any ordinary mortal, Inspector. We're talking about the mighty Cresswell. With his money and influence, he gets what he wants, and he didn't want the divorce case published in the papers. So it wasn't.
Who divorced who?
The husband divorced her.
Adultery?
Rather.
With Cresswell?
The correspondent wasn't named.
Of course not. The things you can get away with if you've got money. Thanks for the coffee. See you in church.
Cheerio, old sport.
Oh, Inspector.
Hello, Sergeant. All packed?
Yes, sir, but...
You can unpack mine. I'm staying.
Staying? But I thought...
The way to get on people's nerves is not to do what they want. They all want me to go, so I'm staying. See what that brings forth. Did you want me?
Yes, sir. The chief superintendent's on the phone.
Why don't you say so? You better come with me. He might want both of us. Chew here, sir. You wanted me?
It all turned out to be nonsense then, Chew.
Why do you say that, sir?
This damn skeleton. Nothing to do with your case. Prehistoric or something.
Bit later than Stone Age, sir, but too early to be mine.
Sir, there's nothing to keep you there.
I wouldn't say that, sir.
Well, I would. I've had the local chief constable on the phone. He's received a complaint about you.
Oh? What have I done?
You've been making a damn nuisance of yourself, and you've been upsetting people by calling in the middle of the night.
I see. Who complained?
An influential friend of the chief constable's.
Who brews the worst beer in East Anglia. I know.
I've got to order you both back on the next train, Inspector.
You're not serious, sir.
I never had a leg to stand on, and you know it. The skeleton's a museum piece, and you've turned up nothing fresh. Not that I'd expect you to after 12 years. I had no case to argue. I had to agree.
It's a pity you didn't make sure of your facts first. I've found the evidence I was looking for. I intend to make an arrest this afternoon.
An arrest?
Yes. I know who did it.
You do, sir?
Shut up.
Come on, man. Come on. This isn't the Secret Service. Give me the facts.
Look, this is a manually operated exchange, sir. All calls go through the operator.
I see. Yes, yes. Very wise.
So I can stay?
You're quite certain you know who did it?
Yes, sir.
And you can make it stick?
Yes, sir.
I hope so, Chew, because I'm going to defy the chief constable, which will go very much against me if you're wrong. Stay as long as you need to.
Thank you, sir.
Report to me later. Good luck.
Thank you.
Ah. Hello, Inspector. Ha.
If it isn't the president of the Cresswell fan club.
Watch it, old sport. That sort of talk doesn't go down too well in these parts.
And how's the press?
In a remarkable state of sobriety for Saturday afternoon. I thought you'd be inside.
Apparently, it's by invitation only. The curate's just turned me away as if I was Satan's private ambassador.
Never mind, old sport. You can read all about it in the Waverton Gazette. I'll send you a copy. Ah, there's Cresswell's car coming. I'd better get inside before the bride. Don't forget to touch your forelock if he speaks to you.
Oh, oh, what a lovely bride.
Just one moment, please, Mr. Cresswell. Miss Fulton. That's it. Fine. Thank you. Now, can I have a bride of her own, Mr. Cresswell?
Yes, of course.
Could you come over here, Miss Fulton?
A nice day for it, Mr. Cresswell.
Ah, Inspector Chu. Still with us, I see.
Yes, like the poor.
Seems I didn't lodge my complaint in a high enough quarter. I should have gone straight to the Chief Commissioner.
Does Buckingham Palace shut on Saturday afternoons, then?
I obviously don't overawe you. That's a refreshing change, anyway. Good day, Inspector.
Honey, we never found your son, wasn't it?
Thank you, Miss Fulton. Ready now, Mr. Cresswell?
I'm sorry, my dear. I must have a word with this gentleman. Would you excuse me? I'll join you in the porch in just a moment.
Yes, of course.
I think I'd better talk to you in a more private place. Can you spare a few moments?
We're public servants, always at your disposal. What about the wedding?
They won't start until I'm there. This way.
Where are we? The celebrated crypt?
Yes, it stretches underneath the length of the church.
Anything wrong, Mr. Creswell?
Well, don't let us disturb you, Bill.
What are you doing down here, Bill? Nothing worth pinching, is there?
If you must know, I'm pumping the organ. It's my weekend job.
Highly commendable, if it keeps you out of mischief.
The inspector and I wish to have a little talk, Bill, in private.
Oh, you'll find a couple of chairs over there, sir. Shall I get them for you?
No, you carry on. We can manage. Sit down, Inspector. Well, I expect you can see a few changes in the village since your last visit.
And it's very mild for the time of year, isn't it?
Meaning I should come to the point. I remembered you as a much politer man, Inspector.
And I remembered this village as a much more law-abiding place. People were so anxious to help me then. Now they run a mile at the sight of me. When I think of all your own kindness and assistance...
That was the least I could do.
I mean, it wasn't as if it was your own son.
It was a long time ago.
I've been wondering when you were going to say that. Everyone else has. It's today's catchphrase.
What good can it do to rake up the past now?
Public's given me a job to do. I'd do it.
Talking of jobs, I understand you retire from the force next week.
Good news travels fast.
Got anything lined up?
That's a sore point.
I'm a very good judge of character. You've impressed me, too.
Still, things may be different if I can make a success of this case.
Look, you know my local business, the brewery.
No one around here can avoid knowing it.
Well, we're looking for someone like yourself, as it happens. We want a security officer. Must be ex-police, preferably single. You're not married, are you?
Well, yes and no. Mostly no.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We want someone about your age.
Oh, that's handy.
£2,800 a year to start. Company car, free pension scheme. Should eke out your police pension admirably. What do you say?
Almost as if it was tailor-made for me.
You have all the qualifications. Do you want the job?
£2,800 a year, I'd love it.
I like you, Inspector. We understand each other. Oh, that's all settled, then.
All settled?
Good. Oh, well, I've kept them waiting upstairs long enough. When could you start?
No rush, is it?
Well, that depends.
Well, let's see. I've got to make an arrest, and I'll have to take it through to at least the magistrate's court. They delay my retirement, of course. Say 2 or 3 weeks. No problem there, I hope.
I couldn't keep the job open that long. The person we engage must start Monday week.
That lets me out, then.
The early start is essential. Of course, we appreciate we may have to pay a little more for it. £3,000 a year?
Tempting, very tempting. It's at times like this that I curse my scruples. I'm sorry, I can't meet your conditions.
Don't be hasty, think it over. All it means is you'll have to drop this case, and so what? You can't bring the child back, but you could upset people who have suffered enough. Accept my offer. My conditions of employment are first class.
They also seem to be very demanding. When people work for you, Mr. Creswell, they develop very low moral standards. They want to hide things from tired old policemen who haven't got enough sense to take a handsome bribe. What are they hiding?
Why do you think I can tell you?
I get bored very easily, you know.
Who are you going to arrest? Me?
I don't particularly like you, Mr. Creswell, and I can't see you kidnapping your own son.
Cigarette?
No, thank you.
Yes, he was my son.
When did Mrs. Fulton's husband find out?
Around about the time the baby was missing. I fixed him up with a job in South America after the divorce. He didn't want to stay here.
Well-paid job, I expect. Company car, free pension scheme, luncheon vouchers, the lot. Must be handy to have all these perks at your disposal.
I like to help people. Well, if you're not going to arrest me, who is it to be?
I can't lie to you, in church. If you'd asked me that question a few minutes ago, my natural honesty would have compelled me to confess I hadn't the faintest idea. But now, I know. When you come to think of it, it's so damn simple.
Oh?
Got to be somebody you'd go to great lengths to cover up for.
I'm still here, if you want me, Mr. Creswell.
Thank you, Bill.
Is he supposed to be a member of your personal SS?
You were saying, Inspector.
This was an inside job, wasn't it? We don't have to look outside the Fulton household.
Inspector, I've suddenly remembered another vacancy we have in Australia, as it happens. The equivalent of £5,000 a year.
Mr. Creswell...
No, listen to me. Free house, servants, a car of your choice. You could live like a king. As before, an early start is essential. Accept things at their face value, Inspector. Cynics are rarely happy.
I'm happy. I'm happier than I've been for a long time. Now, what we're talking about, something important, I think. Yes, we were confining our attention to the members of the happy Fulton household on that winter's night 12 years ago. The husband has just discovered that his baby son isn't his baby son after all. Yours, in fact. Now, that must have taken the edge off what could have been a most enjoyable evening.
I don't like your taste in jokes, Inspector.
I agree with you. Murder isn't a joking matter.
Murder? No, it was an accident. She only left him for half an hour.
She?
Well, she didn't know what she was doing. She wasn't even 8 at the time.
Sarah?
You said you knew.
Thought I did. My man was the husband.
What?
Look, Mr. Fulton. He had the motive and the opportunity, and he conveniently popped off to South America afterwards. I never gave Sarah a thought.
Well, if he'd done it, do you think I'd have covered up for him?
You might have felt just the teeniest bit responsible. Tell me about Sarah.
Well, poor child was confused. There was a quarrel, and Sarah overheard it. Fulton was beside himself. He didn't know what he was saying. He shouted to Pamela that he wanted the baby out of the house. He wasn't having another man's illegitimate child foisted off on him. If the baby stayed, he was leaving. Pamela told him to go.
And Sarah heard all this?
Yes, she was devoted to her father. Absolutely devoted. So, while they were still quarreling, she went into the nursery and took the baby.
And killed it?
No. She took him and hid him. That note wasn't a demand for money. It was a warning to her mother. She wanted Pamela to dump the baby on me, I suppose, so that her father would stay.
What went wrong?
She hid the child in the shed at the bottom of the garden. Remember what the weather was like, that snow? Well, poor little devil died of exposure. It happens, I'm told.
Yeah, it happens.
Well, Fulton sent for the police as soon as he discovered the note. That was a pity. There you are. Bill found the baby.
Look, why didn't you just tell us what had happened? If it was an accident...
I didn't want Sarah branded for killing her brother. She wasn't even 8 years old.
We don't send children who aren't even 8 to prison.
You've taken her away, though.
Even that's doubtful.
I wasn't risking it. I didn't want it made public. My own part in the affair was not altogether commendable.
You were worried about yourself. Yeah, that I can believe.
That was a secondary consideration. I wasn't having a daughter of mine taken away by the police. Yes, you might as well know that now. Sarah's mine, too.
They kept you pretty busy in those days, didn't they? Any more of your offspring knocking about?
Only Sarah now. Today, she takes the family name, and I can recognize her openly as a Creswell. Her children, my grandchildren, will inherit their share of the estate.
It's all working out beautifully, isn't it? All neat and tidy, no loose ends. Where'd you bury the body?
Where all the Creswells are buried, of course. In the family vault.
And I thought I'd looked everywhere.
Well, most of the villagers attended the funeral.
Oh, where was I then?
I made certain you were otherwise engaged. It was the day that Sam Fletcher supposedly went into Norwich, and you and Peggy were left alone in the pub.
So I have you to thank for that, do I? Just as a matter of interest, how much did you pay her? I don't flatter myself she did it for nothing.
I'm sorry, Drew. But the important thing was that Sarah wouldn't suffer.
Fool. Could have been all over and done with 12 years ago. Now, on her wedding day...
What do you mean?
Well, I shall have to arrest her.
Don't be absurd.
I've no alternative.
I'm a rich man, Chu. Name your price. I don't want Sarah to be hurt.
There was a time, Mr. Creswell, when the force was my life. Whatever else happened, the job always came first. 12 years ago, when I was fruitlessly looking for a missing baby, my wife was nursing our 6 sons.
Oh, you've got a son, then you understand.
He died. He died and I wasn't there. I was here, searching all day and all night. My wife never forgave me, and I can't say I blame her. As I say, the job came first.
I'm sorry. I'd like to make it up to you somehow.
Like you made it up to Fulton for seducing his wife?
What will happen to Sarah?
I'll arrest her. The magistrate will have to hear the evidence, and then she'll be released on bail. Your money will come in handy there.
Her actual trial will be a formality. Be over in about 10 minutes.
That is all.
I expect we'll have to exhume the body.
No, Inspector.
Oh, I'm afraid so.
No.
Just to corroborate the fact that it was an accident. It was an accident, wasn't it?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Really, Inspector, what evidence do you have? Nothing.
We'll have the body.
But no proof that Sarah did it. Don't expect any of the villagers to talk.
Supposing I brought Mr. Fulton back from South America. He wouldn't be shy about talking now, would he? Especially about your daughter.
You want me to beg, grovel, anything, I'll do it.
No.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Very well. I shall call off the wedding. Would you wait here, please? I'll bring Sarah down. I don't want the villagers to see.
As you wish, sir.
Feeling pretty pleased with yourself, aren't you, Inspector?
This case has been a black mark against me for 12 years, Bill. Be nice to retire with the slate clean.
You should have retired a long time ago. You should never have come back here.
Oh, she hasn't got much to worry about. Post-mortem will confirm it was an accident, won't it? Pity about the wedding, though.
This way, my dear.
But I don't understand.
You've met the inspector, Sarah. He has something to say to you.
What's this all about? The wedding's half an hour late as it is. Everyone's waiting.
You haven't told her?
And deny you your moment of triumph?
Sarah Fulton? No. It doesn't matter, Sarah. What I was going to say doesn't seem important anymore.
But what was it?
Never mind, Sarah. Go back upstairs. Tell the vicar to get ready. I'll be there directly. Go on.
All right.
Thank you, Inspector.
For her, not for you.
You won't regret it. The offer of both jobs still stands.
Save plums like that for your hired thugs, like Bill there. I hope I never see you or this village again.
Been listening to the concluding half of Better Never Than Late by R.D. Wingfield. Leslie Sands played Inspector Chu. The play was produced by Glenn Dearman, and the coordinating producer of the Mystery Project is Barry Morgan. I have time now to say a big thank you to all the people who helped put the roundup together this week. They are Paolo Pietropaolo, Robin Levy, Anna Bonnet-Koski, Marie-Hélène Robitaille, Rosemary Allenbach, and our executive producer, Heather Kennedy.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.